Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off, taking a look at high school basketball from last night. It was girls class 1A and 2A regional semifinals being played, and we had a game for you from Elkhorn. The Exira EHK Spartans will have a chance to get back to the state tournament on Monday night after knocking off the Cam Cougars 63-49 last night in Elkhorn. Keely Nelson was the early catalyst for the Spartans, dropping in 15 points in the first half and securing a number of big rebounds. The Spartans had a 12-7 edge by the end of the first quarter and pushed it out to 32-24 by halftime. The Spartans inched away further in the second half, led 48-35 after three quarters, and then secured the game by making 10 of 12 free throws in the fourth quarter. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson didn't think his team played their best basketball. Sophia Peppers had a slow night by her standards with 11 points, and Coach Peterson said they know teams are going to try to focus on trying to stop her, and others have to step up.
That's what they're going to do. You know, they're going to put two and three people around her. That's what I would do if I was playing us. And, you know, other people have got to be able to step up and make shots. Cameron did. Ellie made some clutch threes also, you know, right in her rhythm. And we have to take care of the basketball better. I don't know what the rebounding margin was tonight, but I was very happy. Defense is what won us the game. You know, when you struggle like we did offensively, I feel you got to be thankful that you're moving forward.
Keely Nelson finished with 17 points to lead the Spartans. Cameron Waymire had 11, including three triples. The Spartans improved to 22-1 with the win, and Coach Peterson said he was proud that his team found a way to move on.
We stressed, I'm not going to lie to you, the value of each possession. That's what we talk, and I talk about that all the time, especially in games like this. You know, I didn't bring that up in half. I said that actually at every single timeout, at every single dead ball. Every single time I saw the kids, every single time they were shooting a free throw, I kept saying and preaching the same thing. It's just got to sink in. I didn't think either team played great tonight. I mean, I really didn't. But, you know, that has a lot to do with the tournament atmosphere is what I feel. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, for us, Soph's at the top. Soph didn't play her game. And for her to still find a way to play one more game, you know, I think that's pretty special. So the kids found a way to get it done.
Cam had three players in double figures, led by Madison Geller with 12 points. Paige McAfee and Sammy Jotty each had 11. The Cougars hung tough through much of the game but couldn't overcome a large number of turnovers and some sporadic shooting. The Cougars' season comes to an end with a record of 18-5. The Spartans improved to 22-1 and will now play a rubber match against Boyer Valley in the regional final on Monday night. That game will be played at AHSTW High School in Avoca with a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have coverage here from KJN. Jim Field will have that game starting with an audio-only broadcast on our KJN-TV page, and then we'll join the game on the air as well at the conclusion of the Atlantic-Denison game that'll be in boys' playoff action down in Glenwood on Monday. That game's set to tip off at 6:30, so hope we'll catch a good chunk of the end of that Exira EHK Boyer Valley regional final matchup. Boyer Valley won last night, of course, to make it to that final, and they were big winner, 62-42 over Fremont Mills. In Class 1A Region 8, New Old Fonda beat Glidden-Ralston 62-27. West Monona was a 58-50 winner over Westwood. In Class 2A Region 6, Panorama 56-37 over Martinsdale-St. Mary's. And Des Moines Christian beat Earlham 48-28. In 2A Region 7, Mount Air topped Southwest Valley 57-48. Trainer got big nights from their top scorers and beat St. Albert 62-25. In 2A Region 8, it was IKM Manning 61-59 over Logan Magnolia in double overtime. Good game there. West Sioux was a 61-48 winner over Unity Christian. Also, in boys' regular season basketball last night, Abraham Lincoln beat Bellevue East 61-53. Girls' regional play continues tonight for the large classes, 3A, 4A, and 5A. It'll be a 3A regional final tonight. Trip to state on the line this evening in Harlan as Cherokee takes on Red Oak. In Class 4A regional semifinals in Region 1, Storm Lake is at Denison-Sleschwig. Sergeant Bluff-Luton is at Lamar's. In Region 8, ADM is at Lewis Central. Glenwood at Bishop Heelan. In 5A regional semifinals, it'll be in Region 4, Thomas Jefferson at Southeast Polk and Des Moines Roosevelt at Indianola. That's the schedule here for tonight. State Wrestling Championships continued yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Jim Field bringing you updates throughout the tournament, and he'll have some more coming up here this morning. And then we'll have the finals live tonight as Justin Williams will join him for the broadcast of those finals. And we have some area wrestlers that will be trying to get state titles. In Class 1A, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia will be wrestling at 113 pounds. Alex Thompson of Underwood will be going for his fourth state championship at 126. Also in Class 1A, Gabe Polly of HSTW will be wrestling for a championship at 170 pounds, and Tom Reif of Missouri Valley will be wrestling for the title at 220 pounds. Also in Class 3A, Caleb Sanders of Glenwood will be wrestling for a championship there at 285 pounds, and in Class 2A, John McConkie of Atlantic Cam will be wrestling for a championship at 285. He was a state runner-up last year. He'll be trying to get that championship this time around tonight. Also, in third-round consolation action yesterday, Cole Hansen was a winner over Morgan Rowley, 5-3 in the consolation round. So Hansen will have a chance still at third place. And Chase McLaren of Atlantic Cam lost his third-round consolation match to Gabe Rupke of Sheraton, 6-3, so McLaren will be wrestling in the seventh-place match coming up here this morning. So that's a look at the action there for you from the State Wrestling Championships. Of course, we'll have plenty more. You can check out the full listings of every single match result on our sports page at KJN.com, and then Jim Field will have those reports coming up for you through the medal round this morning. All those medal rounds up to third place will be wrestled this morning, and then about 2 o'clock that'll end. They'll break then, get ready for the evening session for the Grand March and the finals, and we'll have live coverage of those finals here tonight once again with Jim Field and Justin Williams. Also, in other notes, the Chiefs have signed free agent cornerback David Amerson on Friday to provide secondary depth. The veteran cornerback has made 56 starts and appeared in 68 games over five seasons with the Washington Redskins and the Chiefs' AFC West rival, the Oakland Raiders. He's made 249 tackles, picked off eight passes, and returned two for touchdowns. Pitcher Bud Norris and the St. Louis Cardinals finalized a $3 million one-year contract on Wednesday as the team started spring training workouts. The 32-year-old right-hander led the LA Angels with 19 saves and 23 chances last season. And we'll have Iowa basketball coming up for you here later today as well. So sprinkled in with our wrestling coverage, we'll have some Iowa hoops as they will take on Indiana here today. That'll be a noon pregame, 1 o'clock tip-off there from Carver Hawkeye today. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.